This is not just a story of the number of cases that are being detected. It's a story of the number of people that are also being contact traced. And that's also where we're also falling behind. So there's a lot that's complicating the matter. The first is, as we talk about contact tracing, these are the number of individuals that have come in contact with a confirmed case of Ebola. Now, estimates show that we should be tracking about 33,000. And the reason why we're coming up with that 33,000 number is for every one case, we're typically looking at about 40 contacts that they may have. Now, according to the most recent World Health Organization report, they're only contact tracing about 4,000 of those individuals. So there's a very large number that still are out and they're not being contact traced. So there's lots of complexities. And the one thing that I'll also share is that the outbreak is occurring in an area of conflict, of neglect, of militarized response, and a huge humanitarian need. So there's lots of confounding factors here.